Do people really see ghosts? Why is it so many people throughout time have claimed to see ghosts? Did at least some of them actually see something, or are the millions of reports throughout history all incorrect? One cannot help but wonder about this if they are looking into the paranormal. We do know one thing for sure: there has been an incredible amount of fraud in the paranormal field. Houdini was famous for being able to prove it with every person he met which claimed to be able to contact the dead. These were the most famous people of his time who claimed to be clairvoyant. There was not even one so-called psychic he visited who was not practicing deceit. When it comes to people who have nothing to gain by making statements, they either heard the dead speak, or saw a spirit and have everything to lose. Why would they say this? I am not talking about some people who have mental illness. They couldn't possibly account for all of the contacts anyway, and some of the people claiming to have seen and heard the dead are famous people. Before I get into this, there have been quite a few celebrities who have faked their deaths. Anyone seeing them in their travels might have thought they were seeing a ghost. But of course this is an exception, but it has led to many people claiming to have seen Elvis walking around. With all the Elvis imitators around, I can understand that. Joan Rivers was a famous personality. When her husband died, she got a new apartment and was renovating it. She had decided to visit it at night to see the progress and went there with her dog. The dog would not enter the apartment. She went in and instantly felt it was extremely cold. The problem was it was a warm summer night. She noticed strange writing have been written on the wall and went out. She asked the elevator operator about this and he told her it was the ghost of Mrs. Spencer, the niece of J.P. Morgan. The story goes Rivers went to the apartment many times leaving flowers and asking the ghost to let her have the apartment, and Rivers said they had become friends. Sting is a famous musician and actor from England. He has reported seeing a ghost. One day when he woke from sleeping, he reported seeing the ghost of a woman and child staring at him from the corner of his bedroom. He said he never believed in ghosts until he saw one. He thought it was his wife Trudy until he realized she was still next to him in bed. She woke up and, according to Sting, she also saw the woman and child. He said it gave him a cold chill. He went on to say strange things happened in the house he couldn't explain, such as voices and things flying around. Keanu Reeves has had a lot of tragedy in his life. His child died, then his wife and his sister struggled with cancer. He even suspended filming the last two Matrix films to be with her. He also had other tragedies. When Reeves was about 7 years old, he was with his nanny in a New York apartment when both of them saw a jacket float through the doorway and then vanish. When it comes to the famous ghost of Lincoln in the White House, a lot of people had claimed to have seen it. Here are some of them. Grace Coolidge was one. She said she saw the ghost of Lincoln in the Lincoln bedroom looking out a window. Mary Ebben was the secretary of Eleanor Roosevelt and said she saw the ghost in the northwest bedroom and he was sitting on a bed pulling on his boots. Ronald Reagan's daughter Maureen and her husband woke up during the night and said they saw a man in a red coat standing in the middle of their room. What really scared her was the man was transparent. They later thought it must have been Lincoln. Dwight Eisenhower was walking down a dark hallway when he saw the figure of Lincoln walking toward him. There is a story which states the valet for Roosevelt ran out of the White House screaming when he saw the ghost of Lincoln. As I said, there were others who also saw Lincoln's ghost. How can so many people be wrong about this? Maybe they can't be. Another ghost which has been seen by many people is Marilyn Monroe. It is said to be at the Roosevelt Hotel at 7000 Hollywood Boulevard. Her favorite room is 1200. This is not the only place the ghost appears, according to people who claim to have seen it. Sometimes it is in the home where she died. It has also been seen at the Santa Monica Pier and in a mirror in a hotel room. There are hundreds of sightings of her and maybe even thousands. Sometimes there is a person who wants to see a ghost so bad he is easily tricked. The story of Arthur Conan Doyle is one such story. His wife was one of the most famous mediums of her time. He was the victim of two hoaxes and he fell for them. I am talking about a person with a great mind. After all, he was the author of the greatest detective books ever written. I am talking about a character he developed named Sherlock Holmes. Eventually Houdini exposed Doyle's wife as a fraud and they became bitter enemies. There are plenty of ordinary people who claim to have seen spirits. A couple of them I know and they are as sane as you and I. I am talking about full body apparitions, not shadows or curtains moving or any other such thing. It only happened once and it was a deceased family member. Should we just write this off like we do with so many other things, or should we at least believe there is a possibility this can happen? We certainly do not understand everything about death. All we know about is we all die. Nothing in the universe just dies, it all becomes energy. So could it mean we also become energy, intelligent energy? Recently science has begun to believe our consciousness might come from outside our bodies. This would certainly answer a lot of questions about ghosts.